me is enough.
Do you know what ISDN line is?
For those who would like to sign up for the
ISDN line.
ISDN line.
No.
I need about two and a half feet of ISDN line. Sean, I think, should have it. I can't leave because Jared's not here.
Yeah, somebody ask him?
Yeah, please ask Sean, ISDN line, two and a half feet, okay?
Okay.
Thanks, Greg.
Hey, Sean, Mike's looking for two and a half feet of ISDN line.
Oh, ISDN line, yeah.
Greg, where would it be? You know what? Cat was nosing around in here, I guess.
What's today? Last week before the great game, because they needed it for the broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to his office, there's probably a spool of it somewhere. Either he has it or he knows where it is.
Cat, okay.
I'm pretty sure it's in his office, though.
All right, let me look.
Mike's looking for 2 to 2.5 feet of ISDN line.
Okay, it should be right there.
Right where?
Right in the corner. Wait a second, though. I thought you're Norm's intern. What's your name?
Greg.
Yeah, Greg. I thought they said you came and picked it up on Monday. Today's Wednesday. Yeah, I thought we had it sitting over there in the corner, and they said that Norm's intern came and got it.
Wasn't me.
Oh, man. Have you checked with Rich?
No.
Rich Phillips? I thought he said Greg. Greg Fernandez?
Mm.
That's you? He said he said you had come in and got it or were going to get it. But yeah, just check with Rich. He may have been confused, or I may be confused.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Excuse me, Rich?
Yes.
I'm Norm's intern, Greg, and Mike.
Nice to meet you, by the way. We've never been introduced.
How you doing?
Good.
Mike says he needs 2 to 2.5 feet of ISDN line.
Uh huh.
And I've been kind of on a goose chase here trying to find some.
Well, I don't have any. I know he's got to have it. I think, man, you better ask Roy if he's got any other ideas, because I know that, I mean, if he's looking for it, they're going to need this.
Yeah, all right, hold on. Let me ask him real
quick. Okay.
All right, thank you. Okay, so talk to Sean. He said go talk to Kat.
Right.
Kat said that I picked up on Monday already, which...
Did you?
I don't think so.
Did you get it the first day you got here?
No.
I need it, dude. It's a big-ass spindle of wire.
Yes, and I didn't pick up any.
No one handed it to you?
No.
Greg usually keeps, or I'm sorry, Kat usually keeps track of who has it.
Well, he said that I was supposed to pick it up on Monday, but I never had to go pick it up on Monday. Because I think he said Rich said that I was supposed to go pick it up, but no one ever told me to go pick it up.
Well, this is really bad. We need this.
Okay. Let me keep on.
Tell you what, ask Kat again. I know it's tough, but ask Kat again.
Mm-hmm.
Because it should be in a box. It's all together.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bunch of P1 adapters, a bunch of left-handed headphones. Just ask him. Tell him what it was with the P1 adapters and the left-handed headphones. Just ask Kat. He'll know. It's in a box. Trust me. You can hunt this down.
Okay, so Rich didn't know where it was then. It's supposedly in a box.
No, it's like on a spool. Have you checked with the... There's a live room back there in the studio. Sometimes the engineering, it'd be big. I mean, it'd be like, it's like about this. It's like kind of...
It's very noticeable.
It's very noticeable.
Okay.
What up?
Can't find it anywhere.
Kat has no clue. It's the box? The same box?
Yeah, there's no box anywhere. I talked to him. He told me to go check out the live studio.
But you don't remember...
No. Not at all. Okay. What's it needed for?
Oh, it's just it's for in here, connecting. Jer and I have an audio cable connection system unit.
Okay.
From down here. It's all good, man, but it's just an important wire.
Okay.
We'll figure it out, man. I'll get on it in the next break.
I'm 100% sure I did not grab it on Monday.
No. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll find out about that.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
Hey, is this Greg?
Yes.
Hey, Greg, man, it's Corby Davidson up at the station.
Oh, hey, Corby. How's it going?
How are you, brother?
Oh, I'm doing all right. How about you?
Well, we're a little miffed up here right now, but how long... We haven't even met. How long have you been with Norm? I don't even know.
I just started on Monday.
Oh, good God. You're brand new.
Yes, sir. I've heard what's going on with the situation there with the cable, and I've heard a couple things about what's going on, but I assure you that I have no idea what happened or... anything in regards to it.
Okay, because my boss basically has you signed out for taking that cable.
Really?
Yeah. And you know, that's you know, and here's the deal, Greg. And I'm not trying to come down on you hard or anything, and I'm not saying I don't believe you or anything, but I actually bought that thing and it was like $650. And
right.
Yeah, and it's just one of those deals where you know, I let everybody use it and you know, I gave it to Saroy and I have been passing it back and forth, and like I said, Kat somehow has it in his brain that you signed that thing out.
Okay. I'm really sorry about that, how this is going on. Yeah, I talked to Kat yesterday, and he told me that he told me he told me that somebody told him that I was supposed to take it.
Uh-huh.
But no one ever told me to take it. And I heard about the size of the thing, and say the truth, if I would have been carrying around something of that size, I probably would have remembered.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's you don't remember taking a spool or anything? I mean, seriously, you don't remember doing this?
I seriously don't remember doing it at all. On Monday, this is exactly what I did. I had to go get stats for Norm. I came back to his office, hung out in his office with him, got some more stats for him at some point, and then I went into the studio with him.
All right, I just have a hard time, you know, not believing my boss.
I've known that guy
since, you know, fifth grade, basically, and I didn't even know you existed until like 30 seconds ago. So
yes,
that's
sir.
You know, that's kind of how it all shakes out in my brain.
Yes, sir.
So, you know, it's just a little awkward situation, and someone's going to take the fall for this, and I hate it to be you in your first week and everything. And
yes, sir.
I don't know if it's going to be your last week or whatever, but I just want to, you know, I just need to know where you're coming from on this, and need to know whether or not, you know, you're telling the truth, and how can I trust you,
sir? This job is really, really important to me. This internship, and uh-huh. I guarantee you that if I knew where it was, I would tell you, because there's no need for me to get in trouble over this.
All right. Look, again, I'm not accusing you of anything, and I understand how important this job is to you, because I was right there in your shoes 15 years ago doing the exact same thing and, you know, going to school and doing all that stuff. But, again, this is a very important piece of equipment that has just disappeared, and the worst part about it is that it's something that I paid for not too terribly long ago, and that I did reimburse the company, or asked the company to reimburse me just for whatever reason, and so... Now I just hate to be out $650 for something that somebody misplaced, and that people are saying that it's you for some reason.
Yes, sir. Again, I completely understand, and I really don't know what else to tell you to, you know, have you believe me. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would be extremely disappointed about something like this too.
Right.
And
what year are you, dude?
I'm a sophomore at Penn State.
You're a sophomore. How old are you?
20.
So do you have experience like at the Penn State radio station or anything?
Yes, sir.
You do? What
yes,
do they
sir.
Have you doing up there?
Well, I have my own talk show. I actually kind of produce my own show. I work the board for my show, get all the sound clips and stuff from the computer to get it all started, work the microphones and all that jazz. I've announced a couple games. I actually did a couple games for the women's the national championship women's volleyball
okay,
team.
You're going on too far here. I don't care.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. Listen, you little I want to wring your neck, okay?
Yes,
because I'm really upset over this right now.
Yes, sir.
Okay? Do you understand how upsetting this can be?
Yes, sir.
And, you know, at some point in your life, you're going to reciprocate this with somebody who you don't know and you think that has double-crossed you or whatever. And, you know, I'm going to end it right here, but... Just know that this is not over, all right? And that if you slip up, or if one thing happens that's underhanded on your part, it is your ass on the table, and I will have your head served up on a silver platter. You got that?
Yes, sir.
Do you listen to the station?
Off and on, sir.
Do you know who I am?
Yes, I do know. I know of you. Yes, sir.
And you know what time I'm on the air?
3, right? The hard line?
Yeah. Sounds like you're really into it. All right, dude. Well, you also know that we pull a lot of pranks, don't you?
Yes.
Well, you're the victim of one.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh. Are you serious right now?
Yes.
Oh my god. Oh, I'm gonna kill somebody.
Oh, you can blame this on Mike Soroy.
I'm gonna kill Mike.
Rest easy, Greg. The thing is, there's no such thing as an ISDN. I mean, that thing actually exists, but it's nothing that we need in the studio or anything. He was just pulling your leg, and I was the
coup de grace. Oh my gosh, Corby! Oh my, you! Oh wow!